USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's ambassador to the European Union saying that President Trump never told him directly that planned U.S. military aid to Ukraine was conditional in any way. However, Gordon Sondland also said the president made it clear he wanted something from Ukraine, Sondland insisting during yesterday's House impeachment hearing that, quote, everyone was in the loop in a quid pro quo involving Ukraine. Republicans see it differently. Here's Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who was also at the hearing.
It's been an amazing couple hearings for the truth and for the president.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union abruptly resigning yesterday, just as union leaders had announced they were going to expel Gary Jones and another top UAW official in an unfolding corruption scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some highlights now from last night's Democratic presidential debate in Atlanta.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not only running to defeat Donald Trump, I am running to prepare for the day that begins when Donald Trump has left office, to launch the era that must come after Trump. That era must be characterized not by exclusion, but by belonging.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Let's defeat the divisiveness of Donald Trump. Come together and usher in a 21st century of racial harmony, of racial justice, peace, inclusion, and true equality. Working side by side, let's make Dr. King's dream our reality.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
I will lead an administration that will look like America, will end the divisiveness brought by Trump and bring us together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. The committee is sending the bill to the full House on a bipartisan vote of 24 to 10. It would let states decide whether to legalize pot. Amnesty International says Facebook and Google's surveillance of billions of people around the world threatens human rights and free expression. The human rights organization saying in a new report that the tech giants need to change their business models and stop relying on people's information. The report says Google controls 90% of worldwide search engine usage, and one-third of everyone on Earth uses a Facebook-owned service every day. City leaders in Fresno, California, asking people to donate to a GoFundMe page to raise $500,000 for the victims of last Sunday's mass shooting. And Oprah and some of America's biggest celebrities are going on a wellness tour together. Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour of 9 cities will kick off on January 4th with Lady Gaga in Florida. In February, Oprah will team up with former First Lady Michelle Obama in Brooklyn, New York. And by February's end, she'll sit down with Jennifer Lopez for an event in Denver. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.